This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Tuesday last week's powerful quakes were as big as atomic bombs and have killed 35,418 people in the country's southern region.
Ülkemiz 6 Şubat günü yaşadığımız iki büyük depremle.
Giving a speech in the capital, Erdogan also said that hundreds of thousands of buildings were uninhabitable across southern Turkey, adding, quote, any country would face issues we did such a disaster. He said enforcement of stricter building regulations was needed in the country after the powerful earthquake that rocked southern Turkey last week, killing tens of thousands of people. 9 survivors were rescued from the rubble in Turkey on Tuesday, more than a week after the massive earthquake struck, as the focus of the aid effort shifts to helping people now struggling without shelter or enough food in the bitter cold. The disaster, with a combined death toll in Turkey and neighboring Syria exceeding 41,000, has ravaged cities in both countries, leaving many survivors homeless in near-freezing winter temperatures. Ukraine on Tuesday renewed its appeal to Western countries for fighter jets to help frustrate Moscow's almost year-long invasion, but Kyiv won no assurances at a high-level defense meeting in Brussels that it would receive any combat aircraft to fight Russia.
Today we will discuss our continued support, which is essential to help Ukraine prevail as an independent sovereign state.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group at NATO headquarters, where 54 countries were represented. Ukraine's allies pledged more weapons, as senior defense officials at the meeting said the war is approaching a critical